Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
It's 8:35, I'm Howard Feldman, good morning. Discover the delightful symphony of flavours at Friends Bakery in Sandringham. Every Friday, indulge in fresh baked flavours like challahs, like za'atar, homemade classic loaves, all perfect for Shabbat. Try the Friends Bakery's new pretzel challah, you'll be a fan for life. For a limited time, enjoy free taster samples when you purchase your challah. Place your order via WhatsApp on 076-108-0085 and taste the difference that has everyone's taste buds buzzing. Visit Friends Bakery in Sandringham today and treat your taste buds to something extraordinary. You know what's also extraordinary is having Chai FM CEO Cathy Kayla in studio.
No expectations there, Howard. No,
well, I built you up. You're lucky we didn't do like a whole drum roll because we could have gone that route. Cathy Kayla, good morning. It's nice to see you in studio. How are you?
Thank you. It's such a privilege to be here. How's it going?
It's going well.
I like the way you're coordinating, by the way. The glasses. Oh. Olive green is so big this season.
It is huge, Cathy.
Massive.
Huge.
Olive green, navy blue, and salmon.
Really?
Olive green and salmon is an amazing combination.
You know, my problem
is... salmon cashmere, I can.
Yeah, I just could look like I'm dead. Certain colors just like drain me, and we can't do that. Okay, so Cathy...
You know what else is big?
Yes.
AI.
Well, and George.
George.
Has George gone sentient? Because he seems to be now making decisions about the news.
Like what?
Well, a few people have asked me what's gone on with the weather and financial indicators.
All right. So that is a discussion that we definitely are going to have.
Cool.
So, Vusi, can I please ask you a favor? Can you please just get a line? Patch us into the line so that we can hear it. And can you please dial 1026, but make it live that we can hear it, please.
What is 1026?
Open it up that we can hear.
I don't think I've ever dialed that before. I feel like I don't know what is going on my own show here. It makes me feel a little insecure.
Why can't we hear the dialing tone?
Ooh, there we go.
Okay, can you please do that again? All right, we're going to hear... No, apparently not.
Ouch. All right. This is not a drill. Okay.
There we go. Okay. So now let's dial 1026.
Now, shouldn't we hear beep, 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 beep?
All right. So once we are waiting for 1026.
Yes.
There are some people who are going to say, no, is that still going?
Yeah.
So, Craig, we want to hear the dialing because it's going to go straight in. All right. Let's leave the text to figure it out.
Right.
But with the introduction of George, firstly, I am on this very steep learning curve with our listeners, as always. What's been really interesting is to see how our listeners will opt for correct information.
In 10 secondes.
This is 1026. Leave it.
When you hear the signal, it will be 8 hours, 39 minutes and 20 seconds.
Oh, my word.
This has been implemented and running since, I think, like the 1940s.
Minute in 30
secondes.
Right. Put it down. Please, will you dial 1023?
When you hear the signal, it will be 8 hours.
That's still running now. Okay. The next thing that we dial is 1023, which is Telkom Directory Inquiries.
I remember
In fact,
that.
Craig, you don't even have to.
You don't have to do it.
Right. And this is all old technology. It was very innovative at the time, but it catered to people's needs at the time. That if you didn't drive around with your telephone book, right, you could stop at a telephone booth. And this is old technology, but we have moved away. Why do we read news, Howard, on the radio? Do you know why we read news on the, because we read news on the radio because radio is a companion. It's not like television.
Right.
Where you're watching the images in front of you. You're listening to the radio while you're doing other things.
And also it's curated. So we know that these are the things our listeners are interested in. So we've pulled the news.
Our news is curated.
We pull our news from all sorts of sources.
Exactly.
To make sure that we're giving a range of relevant information.
Credible.
and credible is very important more than anything. Absolutely.
Because that is becoming a bigger and bigger and bigger challenge, I have to tell you.
Yeah.
Especially here in South Africa.
Yeah.
You know, I was listening to you yesterday and you were talking about how is it that we don't know, or that you didn't know. You are on the front line of news.
For sure.
Right? You may not be a journalist, but it's your business to 100% know the news,
the news
all the time.
All day.
How is it that you didn't know that Kenny Kunene is the acting mayor of Johannesburg? You know why? Because our useless idiots haven't reported on it.
Because
it's not about the ANC, it's not about the EFF, and it's not about MK. And because it's not about those three parties, it's not going to get reported, to be perfectly honest. But back to AI.
Okay.
Why are we reading and compiling news bulletins as though it's the 1940s, when people didn't have access to commodities in live time online? The people who need to know the rand shekel
yeah, it's so true,
will know, and they will go to xe.com and they will get it in live time.
And you're not relying on us for the gold price.
Where do you get your exactly, for the gold price? It's up and down. Before we've even typed out the price, it's changed.
Yeah.
And the same with Bitcoin. It's impossible. If you need to know, you know where to get it.
Right.
So why are we spamming people's brains and their intellect with information that they don't actually need or use? Let's rather give them stuff that is interesting, that they are going to use, and that they can't get. Exactly.
Right.
Or let's open it up and let's have soapbox moments where anyone with an opinion can come on and do a 2-minute segment. Right? Do you know what else? Weather. Where do you get your weather?
On my iPhone, on Android.
On your Android.
And my
Android.
On my
iPhone
Android.
Users aren't having rain today, but
yeah,
we are.
Yeah, they're lucky.
So, but that's how it is, huh?
Yeah.
You know, everybody gets their news on the weather. So why are we giving weather in our news bulletins?
Yeah, if you want to know it, you'll know.
Do you know that we have over 92,000 people who listen to us every single day on the internet? And they have to listen to traffic and what's happening on the N12 with that broken down car.
The same one. Well, that's my theory, yeah.
But it's completely irrelevant to them.
Completely.
Right?
It's irrelevant.
And what it's doing is it says, Chai FM is not for me, because they're talking a language that's not for me. If you need to know, there's a fantastic little app called Waze, which I'm endorsing 110,000%. It will tell you where the potholes are. It'll tell you where there are obstructions. It'll tell you where cars are on the side of the road.
I'm just thinking, remember the
helicopters. The traffic copters.
Yeah.
Izzy Kirsch bought a helicopter for $702.
Incredible.
All those years ago.
Yeah. And it made sense at the time, because there wasn't an alternative.
Exactly. But at the time, it was cutting edge. When did we start doing what everybody else was doing? We don't have to do that.
Are any other radio stations using AI?
No, but they're talking about us.
Rude. In a nice way, though.
Well, they're not mentioning us.
Oh.
They're not mentioning us by name, which is
so that means they are talking about us in a nice way.
You know what? I think that they would be very stupid if they don't.
Yeah.
Because human beings are dynamic.
Mm.
AI is not perfect. It does need human intervention to check, right? But use human beings where you need a dynamic mind to problem solve, to develop things, to be creative. AI can't be artists. So AI does 8 fingers and toes.
Right.
It's getting better.
Well, it is.
George is amazing. I have never had so much feedback about a newsreader in 19 years.
So I'll tell you, it's quite interesting, because obviously following the feedback, it started off with people saying, what is this? And I felt that. I couldn't listen. I even said to you, Kathy, I'm finding it hard to, and he's just got better. And my ear maybe has tuned into it more. And I actually kind of like him. Can I just ask you, why George and why not Gershon?
Because that's his name.
Oh. It would be rude, hey?
There's also a Jerry. Jerry's American.
Do we have to?
Oh, stop it. Howard, you are so prejudiced.
I am.
Against AI. Why?
No, against Americans. I like AI.
Oh, my God.
No,
I can't believe that you said that.
Yeah.
Okay, so something else that, so I'll tell you what's going to, and what has disappeared from our news, is weather and financial indicators.
Okay, and a few people have noticed that. I am loving it, because it gives, the news is much tighter. and more relevant and more time to talk about other stuff.
News headlines we dropped a month ago. Did anybody notice that we dropped news headlines a month ago? Is that crickets are here? Okay. So that's the first thing. Second thing is traffic reports and bulletins.
Yes, yes.
We don't need traffic bulletins anymore.
Interesting.
People who need it, need it.
Kathy, I dropped it this morning. I haven't said a
word
about it.
Nobody said anything.
Not one person asked me about the traffic this morning. And I find that very... And our listeners are very sensitive to change. And they're very sensitive to following the pattern of the morning show. And yet still... nobody commented
because
on it.
They already have Waze.
And
they're already using it, right? So that's a, let's not waste people's time. And our objective, Hal, is to get as much information to our listeners in the shortest amount of time.
So I just want to address something. Mark is saying, I understand the financials and the weather are not exact, etc., but I do look forward to getting a fair idea of what the weather's going to be. The reality is, surely, if there's a particularly, if there's a weather event,
that would be a news
that's
story.
Going to be in the news anyway. That's more relevant.
That's
whether
a news story.
Whether it's going to be 16 degrees or 15 degrees in Matula or in Kebega, which, by the way, George learned to say. I was very, very impressed. The first few days, Vusi and I were like, what was that? What did he just say? But then he pulled himself together. He learned that. But the truth is that it'll be in the news if it's newsworthy.
Yes.
And that's the point, isn't it?
Yes, that's exactly what it is. You know, we have to be more selective about the information that comes to us. Why are we taking on extraneous information?
And Sun says, love at first hearing, me and George.
Oh, you're a keeper. You are a keeper, babe.
Oh, that is awesome. It's just so interesting to see that like so many things, you know, this 102.6, I'm blown away. I mean, how many people can ever call a day, a week, a year for the time? But somehow we hold on to legacy things, legacy technology, and we think we need to have it. We think we need the traffic, and we really, really
not
don't.
Not with our community. Our community and our demographic, early adopters of technology, early adopters of, you know, appliances, and we know, and we have to meet our listeners where they are.
Yeah, yeah. I'd love to hear from you. Are there other things? Are there other legacy
elements,
that's the word. I couldn't quite find that word. Legacy elements that you think could be changed, could be moved around, could be updated. It would be interesting to hear because these are bold steps. And
I don't know anybody else who's doing it, but you know what? We have to take the lead. We cannot be followers anymore.
Yeah.
We actually just can't.
You know, I'll tell you, Kathy, I was sitting with a company yesterday and we were talking about their marketing strategy. And it's a thing that I always talk about. I say, you know, let's say it's a restaurant. Everybody, there's thousands of restaurants I can go to solve the problem of feeding me. What are you offering that is unique, is different? Why are people coming to you? And I think that's the question that we have to ask ourselves as well. You can get your weather everywhere. You can get your traffic. So why are they coming to us? They're coming to us because we're credible.
Credibility is massive.
Well, that's why I listed that first, because I think that's, they know that if we're talking about it, if we're reporting it, we've verified it. Otherwise, we're not doing it. Yeah. So we're credible, we're engaging, we're unafraid, and we're having the conversations that they actually can't get elsewhere. And that's what we are offering our listeners. We're offering a place of relevance, credibility, and engagement.
And also, we have to filter. You know,
yes, but the traffic is not that, is my point.
Exactly. And we want the best for our listeners. So if somebody who, I don't know, you speak to a lot of guests, right? I mean, there are definitely some guests who, when I've stood in for you, that I've spoken to, and I've actually said to the listeners afterwards, I actually feel dumber for having listened to that person. Those people just don't come back because why should we? It's never, ever, ever about the guest. It's never about the presenter. It's always about the listener. You know that that is our ethic.
Absolutely.
And I was also thinking about something else. You know, as Jews, we're not flashy. We don't do flashy. Our job...
I do a bit of flashy.
Okay, well...
But only a little bit.
Look, that's between you and God.
Okay, fine. Sorry, you were saying.
But we don't do flashy. Our job is to make the people around us shine. And that is our role in the world. That is what we do. That is... It's in our DNA. Right, so that's what we should be doing. We should be making our listeners shine and giving them the right information in the right time. Why would you have to wait for traffic at 1:15, 1:15 when your journey started at 1:30? Right? So in real-time conversation yesterday, I was up on the mountain yesterday.
Right.
And the technical guy was there, and he comes from Centurion. He listens to us in Centurion in his driveway. And he was saying, no, don't drop the traffic, because traffic, you know, I was listening to Chai FM and said there was an incident on the M1 South, and the M1 South, there was backup. I said, yes, but if you were on Waze, it would have taken you a whole nother route. You wouldn't have got stuck in the traffic in the first place. So if the technology is there, let the machines do what machines do, and let human beings do what human beings do, because there are certain things that we do better than machines.
It's so interesting. Gail says, and good humor.
And good humor.
Right, so that's important.
Exactly.
And Bianca says, interesting what Bianca says. She says, I think that Chai should include the exchange rate just of rands to shekels. Interesting there.
Bianca, how often are you buying rands to shekels? Because that's my point.
Yes.
Until you buy, you know, it can sit at R5.25 for 5 weeks.
Yeah.
It becomes spam.
It just becomes noise.
I'm trying to help people make their lives simpler. I'm looking at Miss South Africa, and she is absolutely breathtakingly beautiful.
My gosh, and I was facing the wrong direction. Wow. And
you see, karma for being flashy, Howard.
Exactly. So, you know what? You were mentioning going up that mountain. Once we have you in studio, can you give us a bit of an update as to where we're at with that transmission issue challenge that we had over the weekend?
Okay, so I'm not one who believes in coincidence.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. So up at the top of the tower where our aerials are, the thing that connects our aerials to the tower and to the cable that connects to the transmitter, that tower vibrates all the time.
Okay.
And apparently through vibration,
right,
it can come loose.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
I can buy that.
Fine.
I can buy that. It appeals, it's understandable to the 5-year-old in my brain.
Right.
What I don't buy is that the cable that goes into our transmitter at the back of the transmitter, which is as thick as my thumb, and inside has a solid silver core, was broken off. It was disconnected from the actual.
Yeah.
How does that happen?
Yeah.
There's no vibration there. So it's a matter of getting the investigation done.
Okay. So at this stage, as we said, as George told us yesterday, nothing is being ruled out.
Nothing is ruled out. Nothing.
In terms of why that happened.
Anything, you know, the minute you do an investigation and you go with a preconceived idea of what it could be, you're never going to get to the truth of it.
Yeah. Yep. So we are looking into it.
Yeah.
And we'll keep people updated. I see Herschel says the eye in the sky was
Eye
in the sky.
Okay, so can I just tell you I just tell you, Vusi, I think that there might even be a helicopter noise sound effect on the system.
There was always Les Nessman who used to remember WKRP in Cincinnati.
So when we started Chai FM, calling somebody up and them giving us, on a not very good telephone line, the traffic report. His name's Rob Beasy, right?
Right.
He was fantastic. Anyhow, we'd play the sound of a helicopter over it, right? So it sounded like we created like a little bit of drama bit of smoke and mirrors and
so
theater
funny.
Of the mind, okay? And we were ostensibly the only radio station that was doing helicopter sounding traffic reports. except the one day that his dogs started barking.
Oh, no. In the helicopter.
The last time that we did
helicopter. I've actually just remembered when I started to get involved in radio, the first thing I did was I joined you on the Morning Mayhem.
Yes.
You were hosting, I joined. And we had two people. One was doing weather and one was doing traffic. Two other people. We had a full-time person doing weather and a full-time person doing traffic.
You know what I remember from that first show?
Yeah.
And this is the most Howard thing ever. And it's one of the reasons that I just adore you, Howard Feldman.
Wait, I'm so scared right
now. Okay, but I have to share this with our listeners. So, you know, every day we do the West Park Report at 6:30. And the reason is because there was somebody who was in our community, very well known, and they struggled to get a minion for this person because the family didn't communicate effectively that he had passed away. So one of the former CEOs said, this is what we're going to do, and that's what's happened since.
Right.
But Howard Feldman comes on and he says, the West Park Report, what's that? And I explained to him what it is. He says, look, can't we get an early lookout system from Linksfield Intensive Care. Do you remember that?
I do.
That somebody could call in and say, look, this one looks like they're on their way out.
Well, just because then you know what to put in your car. You know if you need a jacket or not. You know which shoes to bring just in case. I still think, you know, it's like it's integration. You know, an early warning system. I still don't think it's a terrible idea.
Early adopters. We need to know before it happens.
Exactly. Exactly right. So it's very exciting.
It is exciting times.
How difficult is it to make these decisions when you're going away against the trend?
Not difficult when the focus is what is, who's our listener and what's good for our listener. And as long as that remains our goal, and it's never about individuals, it's never about personalities, it's always about what's good for our listener,
right,
then that's what is going to guide us. And it hasn't guided us wrong in 19 years, huh?
Interesting.
Yeah.
And that, because that is the focus. That is the focus.
Exactly. That's why people check their drama at the door, because there are no holy cows in this environment. And you know what? You cause too much drama, yeah, it takes your eye off the ball. Cheers.
Absolutely right. Kathy Kelly, this is very, very exciting, innovative.
Let's see.
Keep giving us your feedback, because, and there's a lot here. I mean, Bernard saying he thinks it's a bad idea to drop the traffic.
Waze.
Bianca says, Kathy Kelly, let's talk about how honest Howard is with a laughing face. Excuse me.
Okay, Howard is brutally honest, I have to tell you.
Yes. Okay, quite a few messages. Thank you. I'm not going to go through all of them, but I do appreciate everybody sending them in. We certainly will look at all of them and keep giving us your honest feedback, because that's the only way that we can know.
It's all about you, isn't that nice?
What you need and what's working and what's not working. There's never anything perfect. No one ever makes a perfect decision, but we still need to keep making decisions. Otherwise, we land up with a 1026 phone number.
1026, go and do it. I am absolutely
blown away by that somebody still thinks somewhere that people are needing to phone in to get the time.
Don't tell anyone. It's the same recording that's been going for at least 60 years.
Absolutely
crazy.
Incredible. It is about to go 9 o'clock. Time for me to love and to leave you. Join Kathy Kayla straight after the show. Is that right?
That is correct.
We've and who are you talking South to? Africa.
So I'm going to be speaking to the Dis-Chem Foundation. We've got Miss South Africa in studio. Mia LaRue, absolutely incredible. But we're going to be talking about people who are with hearing loss, with disabilities.
Absolutely
and
fantastic.
How corporates, specifically the Dis-Chem Foundation, has
dealing with that.
Yeah.
Absolutely come incredible. In. It is about to go 9 o'clock. I'll see you tomorrow morning. Go and have the best day possible. Keep nice and warm. Keep tuned. Keep listening in for the next slot, which sounds really, really interesting. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Don't be late.